This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, momentarily in line for the election of 2022, is now involved in a court case that is complicated because I have Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of The City, a senior editor, to help me understand this resolution. There is a bribe. It was passed to former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. However, the court has now decided that the bribe maker is guilty, but the bribe taker is not. Harry, that's the limits of my logic on this matter. A very good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the sort of complicated part is that State Senator Brian Benjamin used his campaign funds from that position to pay for a lavish wedding celebration for himself, attended by like a who's who of our political elite. One of the donors to a state Senate campaign also gave lots of money to his campaign to be city controller last year, which went nowhere. But in the course of going nowhere, opened him up to all these 8-to-1 matching funds. That guy, Gerald Migdal, who's now been convicted of bribing Brian Benjamin, hid lots of those donations by claiming they came from other people who had no idea they'd been issued, including, by the way, his 2-year-old grandson. Despite press reports out about all of this stuff, but prior to the Southern District stepping in to charge Benjamin, Kathy Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo resigned, tapped Brian Benjamin to be her lieutenant governor. She'd just been lieutenant governor. She knows how both meaningless and suddenly important that position can be. And looking at her own election and the political math, said, I need a black guy from downstate to balance the ticket. She picked Benjamin. The feds came in and charged Benjamin. Benjamin resigned the same day. And now, this week, the top charges against him for taking those bribes all got dropped. This happened after he was defended by Barry Burke, revered by some resistance progressives because he was chief counsel at Trump's second impeachment, but is also the guy who represented de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio at the time. Remember when he ran for president, when the feds were trying to bring a bribery case against him and eventually did not. And Burke has been central now with this Benjamin case. And he said the dismissal of this now discredited bribery theory makes it clear the indictment was a direct assault on the democratic process. What all this actually means is that Burke has pushed through and further widened this incredible loophole the Supreme Court created when they decided that this Virginia governor, Migdal, and his wife couldn't be convicted of taking the bribes they took from people convicted of giving the bribes to them because he did not perform an official act on their behalf. Essentially, we now have a system in which you have to prove every part of a quid pro quo to a ridiculous level. So if somebody who wants things from your government position gives you lots of dough and you end up producing those things or promising to produce those things. If you don't say, I am doing this government act because you gave me this money, there's no crime here from the point of view of the politician. It's effectively a license to take bribes, and the people who give them to you may well still end up going to prison and testifying against you. But if you're not stupid enough to formally say that's why you took it, it's impossible to charge you. Benjamin, by the way, is still charged on 2 lesser counts. The judge threw out the 3 top ones of bribe taking, of lying on paperwork to cover up what he thought was a crime, but that the courts have just ruled is not a crime. So all that sounds naughty, but, you know, in essence, this is every noir. This is, you know, a crooked guy looking to throw himself very nice parties, taking lots of dough from people who want things from his office. And the court's finding ways to say that's not a crime. Given that, you know, there's some vague hope that that Congress will step up and more clearly define what bribery is. We'll see. Or that New York lawmakers could do that. At the state level. But in the meantime, the Southern District has now had a whole series of embarrassing reversals, with another likely coming in a case the Supreme Court just heard involving 2 different people tied to Andrew Cuomo and bribery. And the Southern District is finding that the aggressive cases they brought under pre-Stay Tuned Barrera are not standing up to this court's, in my view, impossibly high standard for public corruption.
First check, the governor, now Governor Hochul, elected, has the governor commented on this matter? Because certainly at the time that Benjamin was the lieutenant governor, he was in line to be on the ticket with Governor Hochul and would now be the lieutenant governor. The day he resigned, I remember there not being a particularly alarmed statement, but it was peculiar that the choice had been made despite the fact that all the facts you've laid out were available to the governor when she made that decision. Has she commented now that Benjamin is not quite walking, but he's strolling away?
So prior to his resignation, she said the day he was charged, she said, I have the utmost confidence in the lieutenant governor. She said since it was a surprise and tried to say the most generic things possible about how it was clear to both of us he could not serve. New Yorkers should have complete confidence in their government and so on. She tapped as a replacement Antonio Delgado, an upstate congressman whose then open seat is now held by a Republican. And to fill his role, there's no known ethical or criminal considerations around him, but she hasn't really accounted for how her first big decision was this sloppy. And with somebody, you know, you don't need like deep investigations or to trust his paperwork. You need to Google.
He was on the front page of your paper, Harry, the city. Do I remember correctly? The city did the investigation that laid out all the facts and nobody's contested them.
So, yes, the city and Daily News, two places I'm associated with, like really sort of led the way in bringing this to public attention prior to Hochul tapping and following what was less than a 2-week search. And this was, again, her first big decision as governor. She said, you know, we did not have the truth at the time the decision was made. That's on her. That's on her. The signals were there. She had plenty of time to vet and consider, and she decided not to.
It is possible this is a phenomenon that is one-off. However, I ask the question, Harry, is this because New York is so dominated by one party that there is no pushback when things like this are unanswered or when there are these holes in ethics at the governor's level? Is it because it's all blue?
Well, let me answer that as somebody who thought Lee Zeldin was an utterly unacceptable candidate for a number of reasons. Yes, Democrats are not particularly interested in policing their own if they're not absolutely forced to. And the space for bad actors and corrupt actions that allows for and that come up again and again and again, sometimes involving sexual behavior, often involving money and lulus and things like that and expenses in Albany. It's a mutual protection racket. I will say that when Republicans controlled the state Senate, that didn't mean that there was a lot more accountability. It just meant that the Republicans were protected, too. And you've had multiple running leaders of the state Senate who ended up being charged with, convicted in the case of Joe Bruno, then overturned their own scandals involving this. But right now, Democrats simply are not very interested in policing their own, and they maintain all the statewide offices and supermajorities in both houses of the legislature. And that's not a particularly healthy thing. This also raises questions about what happens now with something that happened in Tish James's office, with her letting her chief of staff resign after an investigation an outside firm very quietly did during the election on their behalf, found that he had sexually harassed women who'd formerly worked there.
Right.
Republicans are calling for an investigation of that, reasonably, in self-serving ways, of course, but perfectly reasonably, just as a basic accountability measure. And Democrats are closing ranks and saying they don't see any reason to do that. And unless there is sustained political pressure or a wave of headlines, that's where that will end. And that is not the healthiest thing for an accountable and functioning democracy in which, public figures are held to account.
Harry Siegel, New York Daily News, The City, a journal. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
WOR, the voice of New York.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur.